If you've just tuned in, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. We've been discussing the scope of President Obama's second term, but PolitiFact has been keeping a list, a very long list, on the president's first term. PolitiFact, as you may know, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning organization which assesses the veracity of political claims. This week, PolitiFact released the president's final report card on campaign promises kept and broken. Deputy editor Angie Holland says PolitiFact started tracking the president back in 2007, and fact-checking has really become part of the political scene since then.
We wanted to do something to bring that fact-checking style of reporting to the presidency, and we decided to look at campaign promises, and we created a new meter. We call it the Obameter, and we rate the campaign promises to see if the candidate is keeping his promises.
Well, first, let's look at the rating, and then maybe we'll bear down on a couple of individual promises. So how well on the Obameter did Barack Obama, the president, do?
He did pretty well. He made 508 promises, and we found that he kept 47% of those, so almost half. Another 26% he made partial progress on. We rate those promises a compromise. And then in the promise broken category, we found just about a quarter of his promises. It ended up at 23% of his promises we rated promise broken.
So give me an example of a promise that President Barack Obama has kept.
The economic stimulus law was something that allowed Obama to keep many, many promises. And there, the topics ranged everything from energy to transportation to education. The Race to the Top program that set up states in competition for federal money ended up prompting states to do all kinds of things to meet goals that Obama said he wanted to meet. And these are things like getting more teachers into the classroom, getting kids interested in math and science, a lot of technology-related promises. So that stimulus really reflected Obama's campaign agenda in very detailed ways.
The president, of course, had some very high-profile broken promises, and closing Guantanamo Bay certainly springs to mind. What happened there?
Well, what happened there was that Congress said you can't spend any money to bring any remaining prisoners to the United States. So they weren't able to close Guantanamo Bay. Now, I should add, we rate promises just based on fulfillment, which our readers sometimes don't like that. But if he tried really hard and it didn't happen, we gave it a promise broken.
One of the promises the president made when he was campaigning most ardently was that he was going to bring a new bipartisan tone to Washington. And that has not, in fact, occurred.
He wanted to get a lot of things done. And so the health care law got him a lot of promise kept on our meter. But that may also have contributed to Republicans who didn't want to work with him. So I think there might be a tension there between bipartisan compromise and trying to pursue a legislative agenda.
So with the president's second term approaching, what's the future of your project?
We are preparing to add some new promises that we found during the 2012 campaign, and then we're going to keep following his 2008 promises for the next 4 years and see if any of them change rating, if maybe there's a promise broken that he'll end up keeping, or maybe there's a kept that will go to broken, but we're going to be watching and see what happens.
Angie Holland is the deputy editor of PolitiFact and the editor of PolitiFact Florida, and you can see the article we've been discussing at politifact.com.